The exact cause of yesterday's massive power outage in the northern states is yet to be determined. T.C. Chang has investigated similar power failures in western states. He's a professor of electrical engineering at the University of Southern California and works with the electric utility industry. He says large-scale electrical outages are caused by a combination of factors, including a failure of safeguards.
These safeguards are controlled by computers, what we call a SCADA system. A SCADA system basically monitors continuously the status of a power system. So if something goes wrong, the SCADA system actually reacts instantaneously on a matter of fraction of a second. In most instances, if there is something wrong on the grid, for example, let's say there is a power plant that is on fire, that is in a very bad situation, the SCADA system decides to isolate the area of trouble so that you do not have to propagate the trouble to the rest of the grid. But that usually has to take place, typically talking about a very short time, a fraction of a second or so. And these decisions were already pre-programmed by computers. So they would anticipate something like that could have happened, and the reactive actions will be taken. In this instance, I don't know what happened. Somehow the safeguards were not implemented quickly enough to avoid this cascading phenomenon.
And the reaction, what is that exactly?
What happens in those cases is we have relays and circuit breakers, which are capable of isolating a trouble spot and actually disengage the area from the rest of the grid. So basically cut off a limb, like the rest of the grid therefore would be saved.
Are there not backup systems, entirely other systems that would kick in?
That's true, but that's the problem with the grid. The purpose of the grid, of course, is that in case in one region of the grid there is a shortage of power, then the rest of the region will actually supply that region with a shortage so that everything can be balanced. Therefore, that the concept of the grid depends very much on the reliability of these transmission lines. So if there is anything wrong with the transmission lines, the reliability of the grid goes down. So therefore, what has happened in the past in these blackouts is that if you have a trouble spot, that basically looks like a sink, which absorbs all the electricity that it can generate. So no matter how many regions you can count on to help out, there's nothing you can do to provide a black hole with all the electricity it can use. And that's the problem. So if there is such a situation, you want to disengage all the subsystems from the main system so they can each survive on its own without being dragged down with the rest of the system.
And prevention, could this have been prevented in the first place?
Well, we generally have a pretty good record, a remarkable record in terms of blackouts. The last big one in New York City, I believe, was in 1977, and prior to that was 1965. The record has been pretty good, but as you know, the electric power system is aging, and the demand for power is increasing because of the increased use of high-tech equipment, computers, and all the other electrical gadgets. So therefore, the transmission system or the grid itself, its reliability really has not been improved substantially over the last 15, 20 years. And there have been very little construction of new transmission lines, especially in California and the West, or even new generating plants. So the system is operating under certain circumstances, like in the case of very hot weather, is operating very close to its maximum. So the marginal reserve is decreasing under those type of extreme conditions. So in order to improve the reliability of the system, you really have to build more reliable transmission lines and generating stations.
Professor Chang, thank you very much for joining us.
You're most welcome.
T.C. Chang is a professor of electrical engineering at the University of Southern California.